What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Rachel, aka Rach with the Y. And since we were talking about school, that makes me think that just this week, my 9-year-old son recently brought home the permission slip for participating in the reproductive section of health class. Now, 9 years old, he's in fourth grade. So I'm like, wow, seems so sudden.
But,
you know, I guess I was in second grade when I watched, you know, the birth video.
Wow.
In second grade?
Jackson. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then honestly, with society now, I guess we have to start preparing ourselves for, you know, those talks a lot earlier and earlier.
That's true.
Well, if you think about it, back in the Western days, I'm taking it back. Well, I'm just saying they got married at 14, you know, around that. So they had to have a little bit of something knowledge when it came to this topic.
Yeah. So just getting used to that as parents. But
right.
Have you ever had the thought of needing to have the birds and the bees talk with your own parents?
I had to reestablish that thought right
apparently
there.
That might be something that we need to do in family planning, because STD rates in nursing homes are on the rise.
I always heard that
it was a big deal.
It's flourishing. The increase in such residents are becoming a household concern among healthcare professionals in the U.S. More and more seniors are very well active into their 60s and beyond. I mean, most likely due to healthcare advancements.
And the blue pill?
So instead of getting that diabetical pill, you getting the chew?
The blue chew, right?
And then overall, people are generally, you know, staying a little bit more healthier. I mean,
if you got it.
Those enhancements.
If you got it.
Well, like they say, yesterday's 60 is not today's 60. You know what I'm saying?
No, I haven't heard that yet.
They're more healthier these days.
That's true. That's true. Because my neighbor runs.
They got the hip replacement. So
I'm bionic, dude.
I don't feel nothing.
Like, get the oil, baby, in the dresser.
So the most common STD rates are ones. HIV is the top one in.
Stop that, it, Rach.
In that community? Wow.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, you know, Player Larry coming around.
And a good hip.
You did not go there.
I don't know these people.
So HIV followed by chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, and shigella.
Oh, they in the hood. What's shigella?
Sugar Ray.
Sugar.
That one is a contact one. It's bacterial, apparently.
That sounds like somebody's name.
But you know, I mean, at that point, you're kind of feeling like you're in life's final leg of the race, and they're in their YOLO moment, so.
I like how you said final leg.
The leg, right? Yeah.
Y'all cap that.
They're not.
They're not really giving much thought
to medical history. You know, what we're educated now is, you know, try to be safe, ask, you know, have those discussions. But apparently, they're not thinking about it. So between 2008 and 2020.
That's the pre-Diddy freak off, would you?
Oh my God.
Before COVID, when people were in there.
Oh yeah,
08. Chlamydia and syphilis rates rose among 65 years old and older, 31% and 52% respectively.
Stop it. And
just in that population alone.
That's crazy.
Grandma out there getting dirty.
And then gonorrhea raised by 5% since 91.
They out there clapping like it's a round of applause. Oh Lord. Round of applause.
And guess what, young country? Young country, since Georgia is one of the most affordable states to retire, it's also one of the top highest states with
the highest
rates.
You know what? I'm a Michigander at this moment. I might be country. I might be country, but I ain't claiming that one.
Yeah, so I guess it's time to watch out. and educate our older population. We might have to have
we need to talk to the parents, right?
Need to bring you ain't lying back around. Remember what you signed?
I know.
Remember what you learned?
Pops, I know you listening. We got to have this talk. I know you listening.
That's pretty wild.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So Grandma Suki really out there.
So I don't know if I should be looking forward to my older days or avoiding them.
Ooh.
Just be safe.
Right. Right. Stay at home. Stay at home.
Stay
get
home.
The nurses. Yeah. Get the nurses.
Don't be sneaking around at night.
Well, you know, Pete got a little change in his pocket, right?
It would take about 45 minutes just to get down the hall.
It's still working.
What the?
Hey, Pete is like the guy with the change in his pocket. At the club. The nursing home is the club. He got them pills in his pocket.
No, you did. What they
jingling.
Popping? Juicy
you know, he
juice?
Jingling.
Right.
They popping juicy juice?
I don't know, but he jingling.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just looking at Myrtle across the table.
Myrtle.
Like, give me my
After
Jell-O.
Bingo. Give me- is on.